What's up?
What's up, Adam?
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year's.
What's been going on? How was the holidays?
It was good. Christmas was good. That went good. New Year's was kind of relaxed and laid back.
Good.
Didn't really do much. Just stayed home, relaxed, and played games.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Did you stay up till midnight?
I did. Past midnight.
Oh, dude, I was in bed 10:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably didn't fall asleep till 11, so I could have stayed up, but I can't do it anymore.
No.
Can't be like you, young bucks. What games did you play?
Just games on the Xbox. Brianna and Damon were mainly playing a hunting game, so
right.
Just watch them.
Right.
Mess with them a little bit.
Right. I didn't do anything. I stayed at home. I watched some TV.
Yeah.
And then went to bed and slept in my first day of 2025.
I did too.
I woke up at 9 o'clock in the morning because my daughter fell off the bed.
That's not good.
No, fell off the bed and got up and noticed it was 9 o'clock. So I guess day one, I'll start with sleeping in. I guess I needed the rest.
Yeah, I slept until 8:30-ish, around there, 20. Yeah. Somewhere there.
Yeah. You didn't have to work today?
No.
No.
We just stayed home today.
Yeah. So you work tomorrow then?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're going back tomorrow.
Right on. Right on. Yeah. No, it's been crazy. What's your goals 2025?
Get closer to Jesus.
Getting closer to Jesus. Would you say that this year, going into this year, is going to be a whole beginning to end? A whole different mindset, a whole different...
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different mindset than it was last year.
Yeah. So what are some goals that you set for yourself besides just getting closer?
Praying better, praying more, and reading my Bible more often, and yeah. Staying into the Bible and not losing touch with that and stop getting sidetracked as much.
So are you just gonna, like, what kind of Bible plans do you got in place? Do you have anything that you're doing, or are you just picking a book and going
I'm
with it? Or
just picking a book right now and going with it.
What are you going through now?
Romans.
Nice.
Yep.
Romans. That's a love letter.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
To the Romans.
Yeah, I didn't know that
No,
at all.
It's a pretty good book. It's, it was explained to me that it was a love letter, so it'd be good. No, my whole goal is to kind of getting better at nailing it to the cross. Like it says in Luke 9:23, it says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
That's another thing that I want to get better with too. And stop leaving all my problems up to me and mailing them on the cross. And
right, right. That book that I'm going through, it talks about putting down the fork and picking up your cross.
Yeah.
And what that means is to set down the fork that feeds the flesh.
Yeah.
There's so many things that I'm going to do different this year that I, through my Christian walk, didn't realize that was beginning to be a problem.
Yeah.
That I need to just do different.
Stop doing that and feeding the flesh. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I gotta do something different. And that looks like a lot of different things for different people, but mine, it's just, yeah, obviously we want to grow closer to Christ every year.
Yeah, exactly.
But doing that is nailing those things to the cross and getting rid of bad habits that we have.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on and on.
Oh yeah. It goes on and on for me. Like the biggest thing is stop looking at my phone as much. Stop on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. I'd rather get on there when I'm going to post something or.
Right.
That's basically it.
Right. Our co-hosts aren't here today.
Yeah, I know.
They went to New Year's Eve, and I don't
I don't know where they
They're
went.
Missing in action.
Maybe. So. Haven't heard from them since.
No. No, they are they're MIA, so we will put a put a wanted or a missing poster up.
Have you seen these two?
Yeah.
Put them on a milk carton. These two?
Yeah. They could be in jail. I don't know.
Who knows? They could be anywhere.
Yeah, they could they could be anywhere. They could be anywhere. But what does it look like for you though to nail things to the cross?
Just more of my problems, like when I'm frustrated. Just stuff that is out of my control and I'm trying to take control of it.
Yeah.
Just stop trying to make it my control.
What do you say? What do you think was your hardest thing in your Christian walk to let it go and give it to God?
My temper and cussing. I mean, I still do cuss every now and then, yeah. But my temper and cussing.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your, so going forward though, what are some things that you are going to?
I'm going to really think about what I say before I say it instead of just letting it all go and then take a step back and pray when I'm in a tough situation, right. And just relax for a minute.
Evangelizing, what does that look like?
What does that
going
word
into
mean?
24, 25. It's just spreading the God. I mean, that's just and on a platform.
Oh, if they're banning TikTok, I'm gonna switch to Instagram.
All right.
And I'll post on Facebook and Instagram and do it there.
Well, and then what does that look like in terms of social settings?
I don't know.
Like your truck crew.
Oh, I left that.
Oh, you're not in the truck
crew. No, I left that a while ago.
Let me go ahead and take their logo down then. So what are some reasons? What made you, was it growing closer to Christ that just separated you from certain things that you were into?
Yeah.
Was that becoming an idol?
It wasn't more of an idol. It was, yeah, they're my friends. They were my buddies and all that. But I needed to take the step back so I can focus on Christ, mm-hmm. myself, and what I want to do more.
Do you think that they supported you or didn't really understand it?
I think they support me. Yeah. They do, yeah.
Yeah. What does that look like at work? How's that going?
It's still going good. It's still going good.
Yeah. And at home, what does that look like?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Everybody knows what page you're on?
Yeah, they do.
What you're doing?
Yep.
How has it been going as far as trying to spread the gospel, people saying, yeah, we get it?
Basically that, yeah, we get it, and then they just...
And then you were getting frustrated because they weren't putting it into action.
That's gotten better with me getting frustrated at that, but that's one thing that I also struggled with.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to tell them what Jesus said and what the Bible is about and all that. And they'd rather not listen.
Get frustrated.
Yeah. It's like it goes in one ear and completely out the other. And that's just something I'm getting better with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely hard to navigate.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you want everybody to be on the same,
cause you don't know if they're actually listening to what you're saying. Or if they're just kind of blowing you off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, what about, what's dating look like for Theo in 2025?
I'm just going to take it slow and wait.
Yeah.
That's all I can do. I'm not going to rush into anything, and I'm not going to try to force anything.
Nobody's waiting on the other end right now?
Not really.
Dang. What, as far as presence now, like as you present yourself
mm-hmm.
to people, what has changed? Are there things that you had that kind of identified you in the past that you look at now and you're like, oh, that doesn't really light that fire as much as it used to at one time? I know we talked about in the past, like different music that you used to listen to, and now it's like,
that's changed.
I don't know, like music, but as far as presence,
how I carry myself, that's a big thing that I've noticed that changes. That changed.
Okay.
How I greet myself to people, that's changed.
Yeah.
Just some of that stuff that I've noticed too. Just the how I carry myself.
Right.
Just how I greet myself.
But like even like shirts or hats or stickers.
Oh yeah, the stickers, they're still on my truck because I'm not really driving it as much anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to change a lot of my stickers.
Right. I mean, what is that? Do you think that's a big deal? Like if you're driving around and you got stickers and you might agree with what it says, but it's
not pleasing to others.
Right.
Yeah, I can see where that would be a problem. Like I'm walking with Christ and I have that sticker on my truck and that's the truck that I drive. I could see how that would be a bit of an issue there.
Yeah.
But
have people seen a change in you?
I think so. I hope so. My mom has. I know that much.
What does she say about it?
That I've came a long ways. That I am different. I have changed.
Right. Have you noticed?
Mm-hmm. I've noticed.
What are some of the biggest things that you've noticed? That
I'm not as depressed. I'm not as anxious. I don't worry as much.
Uh-huh.
I'm happier. I smile more. I laugh more.
Do you get out?
Not really.
So you're still hiding in your hole?
Pretty much.
What? So your mom noticed. How about sister?
I think they have. I haven't really asked them or talked to them about.
Whenever you bring up Jesus, whenever you bring up the Bible, whenever you bring up things like that around them, what is usually their response?
They listen.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they take it to heart.
Right.
That's where I'm...
Now, is this Theo saying, hey, you guys should get into this? Or is this Theo...
That's me
crazy
saying...
Crazy evangelizing out there like, listen, this is what it is. And if you're not going to live this way, then you're in big trouble.
They should consider it.
Yeah.
They should consider looking into it and getting into it.
Right. Do they ever get mad?
No. I haven't had anybody get mad yet.
About like, Theo, you're telling me this, but this is exactly what you were doing.
Yeah, no, I've haven't had that yet.
Well, you will.
I'm ready for it.
Walking more like Christ, what does that look like for you?
That's getting better, but it's still challenging.
Yeah.
Because of the flesh.
1 John 2:6 says, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
Okay.
If you're going to talk about it, be about it. Yep. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
In 1 John, it's saying, if you're going to talk about the things that you Christ gotta. Did, or like if you're going to go over to your sister's house and you're going to say, hey, this is how the Bible says you ought to do these things, then you should be walking in the same manner as Christ.
Yeah, you got to talk
about it. Now, we're not going to be perfect like Christ. That's a given. But going into 2025, that should be on everybody's list of things. If you're make a resolution, I don't. If that's your thing, 1 John 2:6, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. If you're going to say that you're living for Jesus, if Christ is your Lord and Savior, then every day you should start walking a little more like Christ
and acting more like Christ,
you know, and getting into the Word, searching the Scriptures for truth. You know, that's the biggest thing that I'm going to do going forward this year, is really searching the Scriptures and not only just reading the truth, but applying the truth to my life,
and
not being ashamed of the Gospels. It says in Romans 1:16, mm-hmm. for I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Yep.
Paul wasn't ashamed of the gospel all the way until they took his life there. Mm-hmm. So we should live the same way. But we need to focus a little bit more on the fact that we can't just go around and say, well, Christ is love. You just got to, you know.
Christ is our savior, and then go back and live how you were.
You can't just have the answer all the time being that, you know, Christ loves you. So, you know, this, and that. Let's get the truth behind mm-hmm. the reason Christ died for you, why he loves you.
And make disciples
because
as you
so
go.
So many of these candy corn Christians are just like, well, my God loves me so much, he would never do this. He would never cast people into hell. He would never do this or that, the other. Yeah, we're all going to slip daily.
Yeah.
And that's why we got to leave that at the cross.
Mm-hmm. Repent.
But at the same time, in 2025, we better recognize the fear of God.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've noticed, there's something on here about Bible sales in 2024.
Yeah. Didn't Pastor Rick say it was 22 million Bible sales?
Let's see. Bible sales in 2024. Bible sales in the United States have increased by 22% in 2024 compared to 2023.
Wow.
In the first 10 months of 2024, 13.7 million Bibles were sold. This is a 41% increase from 2019 when 9.7 million Bibles were sold. So
wow.
Obviously Gen Z is
waking up.
Flipping. Well, I don't know if it's they're waking up or if they're just tired of what the millennials have put them through.
Maybe that too.
Yeah. And so what year were you born?
2002. I don't know what generation I am.
2002 when I graduated. 2002. Let's see what Gen Z is. Gen Z.
I don't think I'm Gen Z.
Years. Well, we're going to find out. Gen Z, the generation after millennials and before Generation Alpha, they are known as the digital natives because they are the first generation to grow up with the internet as part of their daily life. So you were born in 2002?
Yep.
So yeah, you're a Gen Zer.
Wow.
Millennials go from 81 to 2000. And the alpha generation Great. Goes from 13 to 25.
I had no idea it was Gen Z.
Yeah, you're a Gen Zer. But hey, that seems to be the okay thing because the millennials, I'm sorry, jacked it all up. And Gen Z is tired of it. And so it's clearly showing with the Bible sales, with the way the politics are going, with mm-hmm. The way it is, they're hungry for it. But being hungry for it, guys like you that are getting this discipling and going out there and wanting to spread the gospel, you've got to know the truth about the gospel. You've got to know what it means to submit to God. You've got to know what it is that fearing God is all about. Without mm-hmm. knowing the fear of God, you can't know what the true love of God is.
Exactly.
And so many people want to sit there and they want to say, I just got to accept Christ.
And that's it. That's
try
my,
to be a good person.
That's and, my get out of jail
God
free
would
card.
Never do anything bad.
Yeah.
Well, did you not read the Old Testament?
Exactly.
There are verses in the Bible that say, and I get this all the time with some of the YouTube comments of, God allowed slavery and beating your slaves and this, that, and the other. And then there's the side that's like, they don't want to read the part where God told a certain tribe to go through there and kill everybody, man, woman, and child. Don't even leave their animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if they try to run away, kill them. And so knowing the wrath of God, knowing the fear of God really gives you a different look on the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
that we don't deserve any of this.
Wasn't it Moses that freed the slaves from
Egypt? Yeah, but there was still, they wandered in the desert for 40 years, and then they still complained, and then they made false idols, and they did this and that, and then God had to put the spanking a few times. And that could happen to us easily, but we have to understand the fear of God, like I said, to know the love of God, and we can't just sit here and say,
oh, we're saved by Christ, we accepted him into our hearts, and then go and live your other life.
You
got to
walk it out, just like we were talking about. You got to walk it out every day. And like I said, in 1 John 2, again, 2:6, everybody needs to write this down. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do that going into 2025, or we're doing it for nothing.
Exactly.
If we're not going to try to walk in the same way of Christ, and that should be in your prayer every day. Help me grow and learn. Give me wisdom. Help me walk more like you walk every single day. Mm-hmm. That should be the biggest thing. That's going to be the title of it. You know, how to successfully get through 2025.
Yeah.
1 John 2:6.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do that. And on this platform, I want to start bringing a lot more of that, because we're getting the negative news that, like, I woke up this morning and said that, and it said somebody drove their pickup truck through a crowd of people in New Orleans.
That's the same thing I woke up to this morning as well.
And killed 10 people and injured numbers more. And it's like every time you turn on the news,
it's always something bad.
Something. And then there was a fireworks tragic accident somewhere.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And it's like, come on, give us a little bit of a break here, because it is, it's getting scary out there, but we gotta hang in there. We gotta keep doing what we're doing, and we gotta keep praying. Yeah, we gotta keep praying. What are you gonna do as far as leading people a little closer to Christ, planting that seed and let the Holy Spirit take over? What does that look like for you in 2025?
I'm going to help them. I'm going to send them more scriptures throughout the day, week, daily Bible verses to start their mornings off.
Yeah.
And just if they have any questions, just to text me.
Okay.
One-on-one studies.
You ever thought about getting like gospel tracts or anything like that?
I have thought about that, yeah.
Yeah, those are... Brandon gave me one on... Sunday, and it was a little Jesus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he gives them to people, and he's just, hey, you need a little Jesus. And those are a little, it's like a little rubber thing. Huh. It's just a little Jesus. And that's always a good way to get it in there. Have you had any of your friends like ask you about it?
I've had one, my buddy Robert, before he went to Oregon for, I can't, he's a windmill technician now, so he went to school for that. Oh, yeah, there is a little Jesus right there.
Yeah.
Before he left, we were talking about that a little bit, because he sent me a Bible verse, and then we started talking about the election when it was coming up, and I told him that Jesus said, whoever denies me in front of man also denies me before my Father in heaven, after I said Kamala said that Jesus isn't real or something like that.
Yeah. What does it look like? I mean, have you ever thought about even praying for the elected officials that you didn't vote for?
Yes, I have.
Is that easy?
It's not. It can and it can't be.
Yeah.
Because of knowing what they said.
Yeah.
But knowing that they're still human and they make mistakes.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, It's not easy praying for your enemies.
No.
Yeah.
Or forgiving them. That's another hard one to do.
Yeah, for sure. It's for sure hard. I mean, this year, going into this year, man. Oh, man. I trying to give everything to God.
Yes.
I can't try. I just have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Submitting everything, my family, my finances, myself, my future, my everything
in God's hands.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. Do you think you've done that?
I think I have
submitted everything,
but then I still try to pull it back in
because you want to control it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am right now. I've submitted a couple things to him, but then the other ones I just keep bringing them back into my control.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
hard. It's hard to submit everything to him.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, on this FCA journey that I've been on, it's not been easy at all.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to put it all in his hands, you know, giving it all to God, giving it 150% to God.
Because you still want to be in control.
Yeah, because I want to be able to know when I have money coming in.
Yeah.
And whether I'm going to be able to pay my bills, whether I'm going to be able to do certain things. And it's, you know, I want it to be when it's my time. I want to control that, to say, hey.
Yeah.
I want this.
Right now. Right now. I need this right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one too.
It's been the toughest. It's been so rough. But like I said, we gotta go into it with that mentality mm-hmm. of this is what it is.
He's gonna take care of it either way.
Yeah, he's got it, and we have to trust in the process.
Yeah.
Do you think you're making any headway with people?
I hope I am.
Yeah.
I always pray about that. I don't know. I don't really want to know if I am, but I just pray that I am. I hope that whatever I say or post helps somebody.
Yeah.
But if it, I just kind of leave it up to God about that.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's definitely not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. I don't know.
It's tricky.
It is very, very tricky. It is very tricky. Well, with that, I'm going to go into an ad real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Street Squad? If you guys want to support the podcast, all you got to do is go to fca.org/donate. And while you're there, you just type in Adam Tipton, select the donation amount you want to donate. You can do it monthly, you can do it one time, but every little bit of what you donate goes to the podcast, goes to the ministry. You guys will be helping us out tremendously by doing that. If anything, we could use your prayers, so just pray for us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment to help us get into that algorithm. But remember, if you're going to talk about it, be about it. I love you guys. Later. All right, we're back.
Yes.
We're back. We're talking about 2025, Theo.
Yes.
And we went over... This one away again. We went over the 1 John 2:6.
Yes.
And we both agreed that we have to walk more like Christ every day. That's just a given. Like if we don't, then what's the point? And for everybody at home, this is 1 John 2:6. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. I mean, it sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, it is. But it's not easy. It sounds easy. It's not.
It's not. No, it's definitely not. Now, your mom.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a role has she been playing in your Christian walk? What has she been encouraging you with? Has she gotten you any books? Has she?
We went to Mardell's. Yeah.
Okay. That's a dangerous store.
Yeah, it is. I got me a devotional
uh-huh.
and an actual cover for my Bible, but she's been pretty big influence in that.
You got a devotional.
Yeah.
What devotional did you get?
I can't remember which one it is right now. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. Yeah, I I love that store. Mm-hmm. I love that store. But and then you got a Bible, you said?
I got a Bible cover. Oh, Bible case.
Cover. Yeah. A case. Did you, what is it, camo?
No, it's just a black extra large because I have a thick study Bible that my grandma used to have.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's that one. And that was that one an NLT or an ESV?
That's an NLT.
Or an NIV.
NIV.
Okay.
That's an NIV.
Okay. Okay. What are some goals like that you would like to do as a Christian man? Is there like conferences? Is there like a men's conference or a retreat? Or what is it you are wanting to do?
I want
besides getting in your Bible, besides getting in your devotions, those are things that you need to do anyways. But
help more people.
Help more people.
Open their eyes.
So you want to have this Philippians 4:16 or 4:13 mindset.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't understand is that is not what you think. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Some of them say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, things like that. And what people really need to understand is that doesn't mean you can go do a slam dunk.
No, that's what my cross says right here.
Yeah.
I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Yeah.
Right on the back
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a mindset that Christ can help you get through anything.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of speed bump, any kind of problem, any kind of anything, depression, anxiety.
Internal life problems, not outside life problems.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And so just because you say that doesn't mean you're going to run super fast.
No.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you're going to do...
jumping or somersaults
yeah.
all day.
Yeah, yeah. But that's definitely the mentality that I'm also going to go with mm-hmm. in 2025. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, or I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Yeah.
I've been reading out of this new version of the Bible. It's the Legacy Standard Bible, which is basically the same thing as the NASB.
Okay.
I've got the ESV, the NIV, the NLT, the NASB 2020, the NASB 1995, and now the Legacy Standard Bible. And I don't know. There's a guy I disciple with that says that you need to stick with one version and memorize that version and only have that version. And
well, I mean, it's better to branch out with different Bibles.
Cause it can be, but yeah, I get what he's saying. I just,
yeah,
I don't know. I got too many books and I haven't read hardly any of them. Has there been any books that you've been eyeing that you thought?
Just devotionals right now. I haven't really looked into books like that, but I'd like to get into more like testimonial books.
Right. Like, are you still watching the videos like I Am Second and things like that?
I watch George Janko's podcasts and. I've never heard of the I Am Second.
I Am Second is a series like they got the guitar player from Korn.
Oh no, I haven't watched that yet.
Okay, and there's a bunch of different people that are on there. They got the Duck Dynasty cast on there, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. Another good verse for 2025 is 2 Timothy 2:15. Which says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Notice I said accurately handling
yes.
the word of truth. So if you're going to talk about it, you got to be about it.
Just exactly.
Like you said in 1 John 2:6, you know, if you're going to say you're about Jesus, you need to start walking like Jesus, but you also need to accurately handle the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take scripture and twist it into this
no.
whatever you want it to say.
No, you can't do that.
As a Gen Zer, or wait.
Gen Z.
Yeah,
that's
Gen
what we
Z,
determined.
You got a lot of people in your generation and in my generation that want to make that fit their narrative. Homosexuality. My generation really, I feel, kicked open the doors for living with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But claiming to be a Christian and I'm saying you're not.
No, yeah.
You better start handling the word of truth
accurately.
Accurately by giving that truth to these people mm-hmm. and letting the Holy Spirit take over and do what the Holy Spirit does best.
Yeah.
Being a drunkard, all that stuff comes into play. And, and so that's a really good one. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. You need to present yourself as if you're being approved by God. And if you were to present yourself now to God, what would you say? Would you be approved?
It's iffy. I don't know.
Well, I think right now, you probably would. As a workman who does not need to be ashamed, right now you're displaying that you're not ashamed of the truth. You're not ashamed of the gospel, just like it says in Romans. Romans 1:16 is the verse that I developed this whole podcast, this ministry, Street Smart Christian, on. Romans 1:16 here, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then also to the Greek." That's a powerful, that hit me like a ton of bricks when I was starting this podcast, is that I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Another good one is, it ties in with God is greater than the highs and the lows. Romans 8:38 through 39. That's one that really stuck out to me when I was looking.
Romans 8:38?
Yeah, Romans 8:38 through 39.
Okay. My thing is like going crazy over here, but when it comes up, I'll put it up on the thing for everybody. But it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God." Let's see. From the love of God. Oops. Let's highlight that for everybody. Oh, I did not want to highlight that. Let's put it up on here and we'll show everybody what it says.
Yeah.
"For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers," I got to get a better cable, "nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which Christ Jesus our Lord," which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No, that's really good.
Yeah.
Nothing should be able to separate you from the love of God.
No.
That can get really, really hard when you start dating.
I can imagine that, yeah.
Because I think that's the ultimate test, to be honest with you, is the flesh.
Yeah. Do you give into the flesh or do you keep living righteously?
And you start telling yourself, man, this feels so good. How could it be wrong? How could God be mad at me for this, that, and the other? Next thing you know, you're tied up in a whole big mess. Believe me, brother, I have been there a bunch of times. And it's like, at the end of the day, you go, well, that wasn't a very good idea. Like, I wasn't living a godly life I wasn't a godly man, you know?
Yeah.
I was not, all the powers, all the height, the depth, and all the crazy things were separating me ultimately from the love of God, because he didn't intend it that way.
No.
And so you, as a Christian man, boy, you start getting into those things and then you start thinking, oh man, I'll be with this person forever anyways.
Yeah. And then you get into that, why not? Married. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Or she could sleep over as long as on a couch.
It's not that bad.
Come on. It's like, it's, oh man, it gets
rough right there. Yeah,
it does. It does. But that's good. You gotta keep that in mind. And notice it here that it says that neither angels or rulers, things present or things to come, even things that you want, or that is coming to you, like girlfriends or whatever that may be. You got to keep Christ in the forefront of your mind and in your heart and keep him before all of that.
Christ has got to be number one before everything else.
Yeah, to be able to do it, even angels. I mean, that's pretty powerful stuff. And Paul is saying, hey, nothing, absolutely zero. That can be crazy. So you're reading Romans right now?
I'm starting to read it, okay. Yeah. I just started, but I seen that one when I was flipping through, and I was like, wow, I like that verse.
Yeah, yeah. Our men's Bible study is kicking off again next week, and we're going through 2 Thessalonians.
Yep.
And then we're going to be getting into Titus. Titus is one of the first, it was the first book really that I read in one sitting, and because it's only, how many books are in Titus?
Isn't it three?
Three, yeah, yeah. And they're not very long either. And so but it's going to be a really good one. It's got a lot of stuff in there. First and Second Timothy is always good to know what it is to have discipleship, what it is the church life is supposed to look like, things like that. People get a little sensitive when you start quoting Timothy, especially the ladies.
Yeah.
They really don't like how Paul was talking to them about keeping quiet and head coverings.
No women pastors.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's
isn't that mentioned in Timothy?
Yeah, it's in 2 Timothy, yeah. But it also talks about it in Titus as well, but in Titus it's talking about how to present yourself as well, especially to younger men. Likewise, urge the younger men to be sensible. In all things, show yourself to be a model of good works with purity and doctrine, dignified.
Yep. And don't cause them to slip.
Yeah, no, you want to do that. Just like I said. And then sound in word, which is irreproachable, so that they
opponent.
Oh, yeah. Will be put to shame. Yeah, opponent should be. I didn't take my alpha brain. That's not having nothing bad to say about us. It's Titus. I encourage you to get into the book of Titus if you get an opportunity.
Yeah.
It'll be good for the study that we're doing, anyways. But getting into the word and not being ashamed of it and handling the word of truth.
Also, another thing, getting into the word, you have to fight the temptation of not getting into the word, like your phone, all the other stuff that distracts you.
Yeah, and just another thing that it says right here in Titus is another thing that we need to know in 2025, that he saved us not by works, which we did in righteousness, but according to his mercy through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. We didn't do anything.
No.
We didn't do anything. It's his mercy, and we got to know that everything that we have
comes from God.
Yeah, it's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
It is his mercy.
Because he could take it away in a heartbeat.
Yeah, for sure he could take it away in a heartbeat. But the biggest thing, like I said, we wanna do that. We wanna do that. Luke 9:23.
Mm-hmm.
We want to. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
Yep.
And what that is, guys, that's Jesus.
Yeah, that is.
That's Jesus talking. Like, take up your cross daily and follow me. And it's not gonna be easy, but.
You can do it. You can do it.
If you wish to follow me, you have to do this. If you're not willing to do this, then you're not a follower of me. You're not following me. And so many of us want to follow Christ without baggage. We don't want to.
That baggage is always going
to
be.
We don't want to take up that cross. We need to leave it at the cross, but we got to pick it up and we got to take it forward and we got to get better at it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
And as we keep going, we're going to collect more baggage because everyone slips.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I want to get better with the Street Smart Christian platform at using that as a platform to get content out there, get Bible reading out there, get scripture out there, get this podcast growing in 2025. Mm-hmm. The shorts that I've been putting out there has got us now up to 20,000 views.
Awesome.
Just in the 28 days in December.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's awesome. I want to thank everybody who is supporting the podcast, and I've got some things for you to help you be able to get some more get content out there. As part of the street team, it's Street Smart Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get people to comment. I want people to come in and I want them to
say things.
I want people to give us some ideas that we can,
build off of.
And we want new guests on in 2025. We want to hear what you guys want to learn in the Bible, what mm-hmm. you guys are doing. We're just a couple of laymen, Kevin, Theo and I, Brandon, we're just here. We're learning all together. We're not claiming to be master theologians, apologists, or, got all the answers, but we want to search the scriptures and we want to find the answers as much as we can.
Cause I just got back into church and going to church.
Yeah.
5 months or so ago.
And how has that been going?
Good. It's been going good. I haven't been the past two times because me and mom went and got a little present for Braxton.
Yeah.
And then
I was on Sunday.
Yeah, that was I can't remember what Sunday that was. And then the last Sunday that I missed, I was busy with work and stuff.
That must have been this last Sunday.
Yeah, that was
you were working.
The last Sunday I was working, and then one other Sunday I missed because me and mom went to Fountain to get a present for Braxton.
Okay. Has she enjoyed the fact that you are kind of lighting the fire to get her into the church when she doesn't want to be in church?
Yeah. I think she's liking that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. She really... She's a good woman, and she's been praying for this for a long time. Even on the shorts that we have, like I said, I got some things I want to give to you that's going to make it easier for you to get content out there,
mm-hmm.
and I hope you utilize it.
Oh, I will.
Because in 2025, like I said, you can just stop at your lunch break. You can do whatever.
Just do it whenever I have time. Make a short, do something.
Yeah, something. And when you do it on YouTube, which we can get you as an administrator on the YouTube page.
Okay.
You'll be able to click the shorts button, and you'll be able to put content, because shorts are like, they limit the amount of time, and it's like,
I mean, my TikToks, the TikToks that I usually do, or used to do if TikTok gets banned, I think I go...
And you do that, in CapCut?
Yeah, I use CapCut for that.
That's an editing software, too.
And then with my Instagram, I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm going to use CapCut, and I'm going to tag Street Smart Christian and,
go
from there.
And you can use CapCut and then upload it as, not necessarily just a short on YouTube, but a video.
Yeah.
On YouTube as well. So
the only thing I do is I save it to my phone.
I used to give it to Kevin and he did like two videos
and that was it.
I've made him administrators of all the social media, and then he got rid of social media and now he only has Instagram.
Yeah.
I've made Brandon the administrator of all the social medias and he doesn't do anything. Hmm. And so I just, for the love of everything, would love to have help on the social media
I'll help
platforms.
You with that.
And make administrators, that's the reason they're called administrators, so that they can put and upload content
mm-hmm.
to Street Smart Christian content pages. We have Street Smart Christian on Facebook,
Instagram, Snapchat,
TikTok, Snapchat,
YouTube.
We have it on YouTube, YouTube Shorts. I have X.
Oh, I Twitter.
I have Street Smart Christian is everywhere. And
yeah.
Facebook, we got the largest following at over 2,000 followers on Facebook.
And awesome.
We have 459 followers on YouTube right now.
That's awesome.
I want to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of 2025. I want to grow Instagram. I don't know Instagram very well.
Yeah.
And so I would like to grow the Instagram channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I select administrator. But no,
they'd rather go missing in action. Than...
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, and I'm going to have a little bit more time to upload a little bit more content, but I'm going to be incorporating the FCA stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the FCA things like the QR code that nobody's scanning. as they can see here at home or at home on the screen, there's a thing, and I'm going to leave it up there for a minute.
Yeah.
And they can scan the QR code.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make whatever donation they want. I think
you could do a watermark with it too. Have it as a watermark.
Oh yeah, but that's really small, and people that watch our podcasts are old.
Yeah.
So, but well, they can scan that QR code. They can choose their donation amount.
And it's not going to
they're helping me in the ministry with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and they're helping support Street Smart Christian at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of this stuff, people, costs money.
A lot of money.
Yeah, daddy's broke. So, scan those QR codes, donate to the ministry.
And it's a one-time donation. It doesn't keep pulling out.
Well, they can.
Well, yeah, you could set it up to
do
that.
You can set, they have, it's, they can do a monthly or a one-time donation. It gives them the option.
I didn't know that.
Yep, they can do monthly or one-time. Monthly subscribers definitely help the ministry a lot more. But the one-time subscribers, I love them just as much.
Yeah.
Because
whatever they give still supports us and helps us.
Yeah.
And Street Smart Ministry.
And by liking, sharing, and commenting, doesn't cost anybody any money.
No.
On all the social media platforms, the more they like it, people, hit the like button. You guys like ridiculous things on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, whatever, all day.
Yeah.
If you like it, share it, or just comment and like it, that gets it into the algorithm.
And it goes further.
Even more, and shows it to more people. And by creating a bigger following, then leads to monetization, which then leads to ad shares. And then we get paid off of social media, which in return, like I said, didn't cost them anything.
Yeah, no.
We're just asking for some likes, some shares, some subscribe buttons, follow buttons.
Comments.
Everything. Even if it's all these people that leave negative comments, I don't care. It still counts as a comment.
It does, yeah.
Comment five times. I don't care. But that gets it into the algorithm more. I can't control the followers. I can't control the views. You guys can, but I can't. So if you're going to talk about it, be about it on that part.
Exactly.
For sure. Before we end this thing, what is some last comments that you want to bring into 2025?
If you guys are thinking about it, do it. Yeah. Again, like I always say, don't be scared. If you're thinking about it, jump into it. Get your toes wet, because it will help you out a lot. It will definitely change your life for the better. And if you're stuck in a dark place, just pray.
Yeah.
See where it gets you.
No, it's very well said. One of the things that I would say going into 2025, to write this on the mirror of your bathroom or put it on a sticky note and stick it on your rear view mirror, whatever it is a verse in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. And that goes something like this. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith brings about perseverance. And let perseverance have its perfect work, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Yep.
So to consider it all joy to encounter trials. So when you're up against it and you're pushed into a corner,
don't back down.
It's a test.
Yeah, don't back
consider
down.
Consider it all joy that you're going to go get through this trial.
Yeah.
You're going to get through this test because mm-hmm. you've got the love of Christ in you. You can get through it. Mm-hmm. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Strength or strengthens me or whatever version of your Bible says. If you can do that, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, when things are going to get tough, instead of panicking about it, getting anxious,
pray about it.
Pray about it. Just get into the Word, pray about it, and consider it all joy. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, be in prayer and supplication,
mm-hmm.
making your with thanks, make your requests known to God. Thanksgiving,
yep.
thanks, whatever yeah. it is. It's so much worth it if you do it that way.
And it doesn't have to be a long prayer either. It could just be, Jesus, help me with this. Help me through this.
Yeah.
Give me strength to get through this right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And, it's in Philippians 6. Let's see where it is here. Okay. So I'm going to tell you guys, this is another one that I want everybody in 2025 to keep in the forefront of their mind. Like I just said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehensions, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's huge.
That is.
That's huge. And like I said, it says, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. He's mm-hmm. saying, you want something?
Ask for it.
Make it known to God.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, you probably didn't need it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. He's going to give you what you need and what you don't need.
But be anxious for nothing.
Yeah.
You can also ask God to take your anxiety away.
And that does numbers.
Yeah, it does. It can. I have had, I've been taking a little bit more better care of my body, mm-hmm. My mental health, my health, taking my vitamins like I should, getting into the Word, and I haven't had anxiety in it's months.
Kind of how I feel too. I haven't been depressed or anxious.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna come.
It's gonna go.
But
it's not as bad as it used to be. It doesn't hit as often as it used to be. It doesn't actually completely shut me down and lock me in my room.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Theo, we're getting into 2025. We're going to make a bigger platform. We're going to make Street Smart Christian known in our neighborhoods, wherever we go.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to work harder on the ministry through FCA. Working through this ministry, working through that ministry, and just really letting God take over and do what He does best. Man, I'm glad that you're joining us on this podcast, and I hope that they find
Kevin and Brandon.
Yeah,
we're really worried about them.
Yeah,
we haven't heard from them since what, Christmas? About?
Yeah, they've been missing and.
They just need to come back.
Exactly. But if they come back, if they're going to talk about it,
they got to be about it.
Let's do it.